أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إنما المشركون نجس فلا يقربوا المسجد الحرام بعد عامهم هذا وإن خفتم عيلة فسوف يغنيكم الله من فضله إن شاء إن الله عليم حكيم. قاتلوا الذين لا يؤمنون بالله ولا باليوم الآخر ولا يحرمون ما حرم الله ورسوله ولا يدينون دين الحق من الذين أوتوا الكتاب حتى يعطوا الجزية عن يد وهم صاغرون. Oh, you who believe, the mushriks are a filth. So let them not approach the Masjid al-Haram after this year of theirs. And if you fear poverty, then soon will Allah Ta'ala enrich you out of His grace if He pleases. And Allah Ta'ala is all-knowing, full of wisdom. With the revelation of the Surah Barat, a declaration of immunity, that Islam has broken up all contracts with unbelievers. We are no longer responsible for you, nor do we have any treaties with you. Hence, this treaty was enforced. This treaties between Muslims and the mushriks were broken down entirely. And they were evacuated from the Masjid al Haram initially. They could not have the pleasure and the comfort of coming to the Masjid al Haram as they used to do and perform their pagan rituals, naked dancing around the Kaaba Sharif. All these things were totally forbidden and haram. This had to be announced and made known to them. They were given some respite, a few months from the time of announcement, but the Masjid al-Haram should be evacuated from all type of mushriks because they are just a filth. When Allah Pak declares them as filth, in other words, they are an embodiment of filth. Outwardly they are filthy, they eat that which is impure and filthy, swine and wine. Their bodies are also filthy, that they do not clean themselves at the time of istinja, nor do they have the compulsory bath and ghusl. So outwardly they are filthy, and their hearts are also filled with filth of shirk, of kufr and disbelief, of wrong habits and ways. So they are an embodiment of filth, therefore they are known as najas. Najas, in other words, a complete filth. In one respect, we are talking about Islam, and it is total purity. There is no inner impurity, filthy habits, filthy ways, filthy beliefs, nor physical filth. So Islam is an embodiment of cleanliness and purity, and shirk is an embodiment of filth and dirt. So they cannot come to the Masjid al-Haram. Hence we find the Imam's ruling, according to Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, they are not allowed to enter any masjid because they are an embodiment of filth. According to Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh, with the exception of the Masjid al-Haram, they may enter other masjids provided they are clean when they are entering. According to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, they cannot enter the Masjid al-Haram to observe their rites like they used to observe the pagan rites and rituals in the day of paganism. So they may come in, but come in without observing your rites and your rituals. Hence we find when this verse was revealed, then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had been the Amir of the Hajj that year, the ninth year of the Hijrat. And these announcements were made in various points at the time of Hajj. Ala la yatufanna ba'da hadhal aami mushrikun. After this year, no mushrik will be allowed to perform tawaf around the Baytullah according to their rites and rituals. They will not be able to enter and perform any rituals of Hajj and Umrah, etc. However, if they do enter, they may enter with submission, they may enter with humility and submission, not as a way of respect that we allow them to come to the masjid in a way of respect, etc., but in a way of total submission, they may be allowed to come to the masjid. In other words, they may come not to show their position and not that we may recognize them, but they are subduing themselves to the glory and to the greatness of Islam. Therefore, the likes of Mawlana Idris Khandalwi Sahib rahmatullahi, they rule out that mushrik, he can come in, but he comes in with total submission, humbling himself, and he will not be allowed to address the Muslims. Can't be lecturing and addressing the Muslims, because this is going totally in contrast to the very theme of the masjid. The theme of the masjid is to respect and honor, elevate the name of Allah Ta'ala. Here, we are showing some respect to Him. Indirectly, we are showing some respect to shirk and kufr. So it's going really against the very function and the theme of the masjid. Hence, they may not come close to the Masjidul Haram. This is what is meant, that they cannot come showing off their glory and might, and nor can they come in to do any of their rituals. But they come in with submission, with humility, to learn and understand what Islam is all about, and this is a totally different thing altogether. However, this command was enacted, started off from the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that after this announcement, then they started being evacuated, they were given some respite, but they had to leave the precincts of the Haram. And this command was thereafter completed by Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, where a mushrik was not allowed to live in any of the Arab lands. It must be total evacuation from all Arab lands. Again, when the Quran Sharif says that mushriks are a filth, the Hadith says, as a way of recommendation, that if you have to touch a mushrik, shaking hands or touch him, then it is preferable to wash yourself to make wuzu thereafter. That he's got filth within him and he's got filth out of him. So it is recommended when touching something that is filthy outwards and inwards, then you wash yourself. Like, for example, you had been holding a bottle of urine, then you will wash your hands, you will make wuzu, or you will wash yourself and clean yourself. Though the urine is not on the exterior, but you feel nauseous, you feel filthy, and you would like to wash yourself after you've touched something of this nature. The fear that the Muslims had, وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ عَيْلَةً فَسُوفَ يُغْنِيكُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. The fear was of poverty. We sustain ourselves because of the trade that is coming from the outer, and the mushriks or the other Arabs are bringing in the commerce and their trade, and this is how we sustain ourselves, because Makkah and the surrounding, it depends for its sustenance, it depends on the imports that come in. Now, what's going to happen when we have closed the doors to all mushrik? That means we have indirectly closed our doors to all trade. So what is going to happen? So Allah Ta'ala says, if you are afraid of poverty, then Allah Ta'ala will enrich you by His grace if He wills. And we see thereafter that the bazaars of Makkah Mukarramah began to flourish with trade, much more than they could expect and imagine. So Allah Ta'ala has got many ways to sustain you and to take care of you. Don't be afraid. قَاتِلُوا الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Then the four traits that are visible, that are known in the mushrik or the kafir, have been explained here. Fight those who do not believe in Allah Ta'ala and the last day. This is the first wrong that they are involved in. Number two, they do not hold as forbidden what Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have forbidden. There isn't a thing like halal and haram in them, especially the Christian. Then there is no concept of halal and haram, as though Christianity is a license to do any type of wrong that you will. So they do not have the concept of haram and halal. وَلَا يَدِينُونَ دِينَ الْحَقِّ, nor do they acknowledge the religion of truth. So this is the third wrong that they are involved in. One is they do not believe. Number two is they do not hold as haram what Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul have forbidden. Number three is this, that they do not acknowledge the true religion. And then Allah Ta'ala says, even though they be of the people of the book, the doubt may come to someone's mind that perhaps the people of the book, they are exempt from this law, that we should not be fighting them. So Allah Ta'ala clears this doubt, that even though it may be of the people of the book, you fight against them. That they are equally guilty. They do not believe in Allah and His Rasul, how they are supposed to be believing. They do not acknowledge, they do not accept the religion of truth. They do not acknowledge halal and haram. So when they do not acknowledge, then they and other mushriks are identical. So when both of them are identical, then both will come under the sword. If they are living in our lands, hatta yu'tul jizyata, but to the extent that to that point that they are prepared to pay out the jizya, the tax, considering it to be an obligation, not just a contribution, rather an obligation, and they subdue themselves to the general law of Islam. Those mushriks that not wish to accept Islam, but they want to enjoy the protection of Islam, then they must show willingly that they are happy to subdue themselves to the general law of Islam, not that they are wanting to live in Islamic lands at their own terms and conditions.